The issue of migration is one that is, of course, right now very much at the center of the security and political concerns of West Africa. But it's also one that is at the heart of the partnership, the relations between Africa and Europe. It requires continuous dialogue and to come up with some realistic, you know, concrete suggestions which will indicate that Europe takes this issue on the same plane as it does migration from other parts of the world.
One reason why the youth in particular migrate is simply because there's no jobs available. So how do you advise possibly the countries from the sub-region to find solutions?
Well, I mean, quite frankly, it is not nuclear science. As long as the African countries continue to export their jobs through export of raw materials, then there will be a shortfall in creating employment for the highly trained and large populations who are now having access to education. There needs to be a transformation on the African side of the economic structures to add more value to products, a process of beneficiation which creates more job opportunities and higher paying jobs. On the European side, there has to be this understanding also that perhaps some of the low-skilled, low-level jobs that are normally in Europe needs to be exported.
One of the success stories in 2015 was the elections in Burkina Faso. What was your personal role in preventing complete chaos since the fall of Blaise Compaoré?
Well, from the very beginning, it was evident to me that in my role, quick action was required. It was an insurrection. And the dynamic of these kind of phenomena is that their outcomes can be very unpredictable. So there has to be countermeasures from the beginning to channel the anger and the frustrations in positive and constructive direction. This is what we sought to do, and I feel happy that we were successful.